Good meets, I'm Todd.
What's your affiliation with the university? You student here?
Yes, sir. I'm student here.
What's your major?
Finance.
Finance. And then what brought you out here today to be here on the quad?
Well, you know, I'm from a small town. This stuff's sort of new to me. I mean, I am a conservative. I'm not like a counter-protester. I'm not here to counter their protests. I really just came to watch and see this sort of all unravel. So,
how'd you describe your sort of familiarity with what Matt Walsh is here to talk about?
You know, I'm somewhat familiar. I'm not really like a Matt Walsh head. I don't know a whole lot of what he's about. But I would agree with his sort of premise. I believe his premise is that, you know, a woman is what is there when they're born, what is biologically a woman. I don't think that things are sort of interchangeable. I think God assigns a gender at birth, and that's the gender they have for the rest of their life. So I would agree with that premise, but I don't know a whole lot about Matt Walsh other than sort of that's his opinion. That's what he's come to talk about here. So,
have you seen the documentary?
I have not.
Sort of related to that, what are you hoping to get out of being here and hearing him talk?
From hearing Matt Walsh talk or being here?
Hearing Matt Walsh talk.
You know, I think it's just an interesting thing to listen to on campus. Frankly, I think the vitriol is a little bit sort of low caliber. And what I mean by that is I think if you have to concede the point, if you have to sit here and say, oh, well, a woman is this biologically, when that's been a universal accepted truth for, you know, thousands of years, I think that shows that, you know, the other side over here has frankly already sort of won that battle. Even though I agree with Matt Walsh, I think that this sort of discourse has been won by their side, because if you have to come out and say, you know, something as simple that was a universal truth for thousands of years, you've essentially, you know, conceded that argument already. So,
how do you think Matt Walsh being here and speaking reflects, I guess, the student body?
Well, I think it shows that the student body is probably not as conservative as many think it is. You know, there's a lot of people out here protesting. There were a lot of people to sign the petition to have him not come and speak. But I think it shows that the student body doesn't really want to have a sort of discourse, because I think within discourse, you know, if you truly believed in your own ideas, that you would be welcoming to people who are going to challenge that idea. And I think the other side has, you know, they signed this petition to try and get him to not come speak, and they shout over, you know, over their opposing side. So I think that they don't want to have the discourse. I think that shows that they're not truly, you know, in favor of things like the First Amendment or free speech. So,
do you think, if we're talking about discourse, do you think there are any ideas that don't deserve discourse, or do you think everything deserves discourse?
I think everything deserves discourse. Everything, you know. I don't believe in, you know, some people refer to it as hate speech, and they believe that needs to be illegal. I think that there probably is hate speech. I think that there are things that are hurtful, but I don't think that should be restricted in any lawful matter, at least.